The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
All right, Kid of the Week time in the Allstate Skyline studio, and happy to welcome our first Kid of the Week for this new studio facility. Pretty remarkable kid named Aaron Hanania. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
We got a new studio going on here. Can you tell?
It's pretty cool.
Well, that's nice of you. I hope you get a chance to see it sometime. Do you make it down to the city very often?
Yeah, I like to go down there. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful city. I love living out here.
You think you'll make your life here? What's your thought? You think you'll settle after school, whatever school turns out to be for you?
I might. I don't know if I want it. I might stay here. I just don't know exactly what I want to do yet, so I'm not quite sure where I'm going to locate to yet. But I'm trying to stay here in Chicago.
Yeah, all your family's here, obviously. 17. Are you a senior?
Yeah, I just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
Congratulations.
When do you start applying to college?
I think in, like, January is when you start looking.
Now, being a straight-A student from 6th grade through last year in high school, you're going to have some choices, and some people are going to offer you money to go to school. Do you have some schools you're targeting?
I do, because I think I'm going into, like, maybe the medical or science field, so I'm looking for schools that are for that area so that I can specialize there and get a good degree there.
I'm thinking about being a doctor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's never too late. I understand you also play drums?
I do, yeah. I've played for 14 years. So when I was 3 years old, I picked up a pair of drumsticks and played on a vintage kit out at a mid-located music store. And ever since that, I loved it. And now today, I have a huge drum set. 14 years later, I won a talent show. It's just great.
Are you near the drums? Anywhere nearby? Are you near them now?
Wake up the neighbors?
Yeah, they're in my house, yeah.
Could you go to the drums and play something for us?
You want me to?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, yeah, I'm
going to keep bragging about you.
His parents are going to love this.
This is a Kid of the Week first, isn't it?
This is live performance here by Aaron.
All right. I got to play the drums.
I got to play the drums. Wake up.
Yeah, tell me when you're ready.
All right.
All right, this is Kid of the Week, Aaron Hanania. What are you going to play for us?
I'm just going to do a quick drum solo for you.
Yeah, give me a little solo. Let's go. Aaron Hanania, hit it. Nice.
Hey, that's where the crowd goes wild.
I go back into the jazz fusion right there.
Very nice. Now, how many siblings did you just wake up?
None, actually.
Oh, it's just you in the house?
Everyone's awake.
Oh, okay.
Good. The neighbors. How many neighbors did you just wake up?
Yeah, very nice.
Probably a few.
All right, now I've got notes here to see. You've also interviewed celebrities. This for your YouTube channel?
Yeah, and I also write stories because I love writing. You know, my dad's a writer. He didn't force me into it at all. So I just pick. I've learned writing from him, you know, certain ideas and how to write really good news stories. So I would interview people like Michael Scofield and Rizzo, and then I would write a news story, and I learned to love it. So, yeah, I use it for YouTube, and then I'll write a story for the local paper, too.
Rizzo, by the way, is Anthony Rizzo.
Right.
And Michael Scofield, remember, was in the studio with us.
Yeah.
He's a Sandberg High School alum.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, he is Sandberg High School.
You've written novels, Aaron, and this is different than celebrity interviews. Talk about where that comes from. How do you construct a novel, and how do you finish a project like that? So many writers that I know have a hard time as adults. How do you do it as a kid?
As a kid, so when I was, like, sitting in school, I was thinking the same thing. I knew I always wanted to write something big. So especially in sophomore year, we were learning about, like, a lot of human morality. So I really got some cool ideas for that. I was like, why don't I do an experiment where a scientist creates an experiment and puts two regular kids in a hypo-controlled society with all these rules. And sometimes in a perfect world, it's just not that perfect. So I wanted to see what would happen.
Isn't this Lord of the Flies, like an adaptation?
Not really.
In space.
Not really, not at all. But, I mean, we actually did read Lord of the Flies, and the idea of having, like, no rules, that, like, I like those ideas. So I just wanted to do something really totally different that had never been done before.
I like the way your mind works, man. And I also like the way you drum. And that's a sentence I never said before. because most drummers, I wouldn't say the first part. You're an amazing dude. And
triple threat.
And by the way, I think we're going to be able to read some of your stuff at some point. But where do we send folks to read it now?
You send it to Aaron411news.com, and it's also available on Amazon.com.
AARON, Aaron411news.com. Happy to make you Kid of the Week. You a baseball fan?
Yeah, I am. I was at the Cub game last night.
You did go to the Cub game?
What time did you get home?
Did you eat?
Like 11:30.
Aaron, can I ask you a question? We were talking about this early in the hour. Did you? It was rained out, of course, and obviously the crowd was still there. How much did you consume? What did you eat?
I mean, we had a hot dog and some popcorn.
There you go. We were trying to say, like, if they would have canceled the game, which they should have, they would have lost the concessions. Dave was a little skeptical, but here's Aaron, anecdotal evidence. That says, yes, Aaron dropped a popcorn and a hot dog at Wrigley Field, probably about $45.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Dave, as you know, the Cubs have had a longstanding policy where they don't let you out until you buy stuff.
That's true.
Even on a rain out.
You get in there, they're already bombarded by the yearbook guy, so you got to buy that.
You got it. Aaron, are you going back today to the game?
I might. I'm going to try because I want. The Dodgers are a great team. I'd love to see them play, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
Look at the summer you're having. Look at you.
Oh, I know. It's great.
Lou Malnati's pizza for you. Find one of the 40 Chicagoland Lou's and an app gift card too. By the way, do you mentor littler kids at all?
I love to like tell people like what I believe. You know, like I believe that the key to good writing is not worrying about making a mistake, because if you don't worry about it, you won't make a mistake. So I try to tell people that idea.
Here's the reason I ask. The Chicago White Sox have given us some scholarships to their baseball summer camp. But this is for boys and girls 5 to 12. So I'm thinking if you got a little cousin or something who's a baseball player, this would be a nice thing for you to give to them.
That would be. That would be great.
Yeah. Do you have one?
I don't. I mean, I would have maybe my nephew, but maybe would like it.
Would you like us to give it to the worthy 5 to 12-year-old that calls?
Yeah, would you be able to? That'd be great.
Your name, like as a gift from you?
Yeah, could you do that? That'd be amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
And if I could just let you know, Patrick, my stepson, he's 11 right now, and he's doing the Sox camp in Winnetka, and he had the first day yesterday, and he loved it.
Well, there you go. All right, so here's the deal.
I've heard good things.
Love that stuff.
I've heard good things. It was so fun.
All right, Aaron, it's a pleasure to meet you. Hold the line. Say hi to your dad for us, too. Hold the line.
So can we do, like, a seventh caller?
Well, somebody that's got a 5 to 12-year-old in their life that really wants them to experience this.
Yeah. And there's options everywhere, all over the Chicagoland area.
Yeah. And a bonus would be if you're stretched and this is something that would really help you. You know?
Think about all of the bunting practice.
It covers...
Nobody bunts anymore.
No, they'll train you. It's like a good hour of just bunting.
It's 3 hours a day, this camp, and that scholarship covers the whole cost. There's no additional cost.
Right.
Unless you,
A scholarship to the White Sox baseball summer camp, boys or girls, 5 to 12. A fun part of the fundamentals. All skill levels and experience are welcome, even if you never picked up a bat. Find a baseball summer camp near you and register at BullsSoxAcademy.com. Don't forget the S on Bulls, BullsSoxAcademy.com.